Wenzhongming's bold cursive writing varies tremendously in character size, and his elongated diagonal strokes often tremble from the force with which he gripped his brush. They seem to sway back and forth, off balance like drunken dancers pivoting and stumbling through their paces. Wen sought freedom, spontaneity, and individuality. At the same time, his work recalls the style of earlier calligraphers, especially the 11th century scholar official Huang Tingjin. Wen's use of Huang's expressive style represents a reaction against the suave, elegant writing of Zhao Mengfu, whose influence had dominated Chinese calligraphy for two centuries. Wenzhongming was the quintessential literatus of 16th century China. It's said that he wrote 1,000 characters every day in order to practice self-discipline. And like the other calligraphers in these galleries, he studied the art of writing largely through coming to a deep and selective understanding of earlier masters' styles. Historically, a Chinese artist's study of the past does not necessarily reflect the same urge to classicism that might be present in a Western artist turning to the statuary of Greece and Rome for inspiration. The Chinese calligrapher's return to archaic styles was typically personal and psychological in nature. He would freely adapt them to convey his new meanings, in some cases using glorification of the past to express discontent about the present political situation.